Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, with the show You Got This, it's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm here with Rosalie Brown. And we have a topic today of energy savings, but what is going on with you in lovely LA right now? Cause you're like not cooking and toasty like we are up here in Grass Valley.
Nope. I'm looking at what my internet is telling me right now. It says it's 75 degrees and sunny right now.
Lovely.
I know, I have no complaints. It's been, the highest it's been has been like in the low 80s. So I have no complaints when it comes to weather. I'm, you know, super happy. I do have AC and if it does get crazy, but I'm really happy right now. My weather is perfect. And other parts
at 75, you can leave the windows open.
Yeah. I mean, other parts of the country are like on fire. So here's what I thought was really a trip. So I had a visitor from Seattle last week and it was, you know, in the really perfect weather, right? Like in the low 80s, high 70s. And, she's going back to weather that she was getting alerts on her phone. She's like, this can't be right. It's 110 in Seattle. Yeah. And I was like, wait, what now? And how is that possible? And so then I saw on Facebook, I have like friends that live in Portland and there are houses that have the vinyl bubbling off the side of their homes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I don't know, this is something that somebody smarter than I could answer, but like my, like all the homes I've lived in, cause I haven't lived in the Pacific Northwest. They would probably not bubble under 108 degree temperatures,
no.
But if your materials are sourced and if you live in a place where it doesn't get to be 108, I guess that makes sense that your siding.
Yeah. They were even having issues with asphalt because they didn't design the roads to handle the type of heat, the asphalt was buckling. I mean, it's just nuts. And in Canada, having the highest temperature ever recorded in Canada, and yeah, Portland, my brother-in-law and his girlfriend live in Vancouver, right across the river there, from Portland. And yeah, and fortunately they have AC, but yeah, the majority of people don't have AC. And I grew up in San Francisco. I didn't have AC because you don't need it usually, but yeah, usually is no longer with us any longer. It's a different world. It's a different climate we're living in today.
I have a friend with a house in Portland and she posted, she's got a really big old house. So it actually had a basement, which a basement is not common on the West Coast. Her house does have a basement and they never use it because they don't need it. And so she was saying like, it's disgusting, it's damp, it's musty, but
that's where we're living.
That's where they spent like 3 days because the upstairs like living area was like 100 degrees inside the house. Yeah. And I'm like, I know that pain. I've lived in mostly houses without AC, so I know what that's like.
It's funny you say that because Teresa, who is our frontline person here at ABT, went up to visit family in Portland last week. And she's like, I just slept in the basement. They have a basement and I took it over. And it was kind of comfortable. But yeah, I mean, it was just brutal up there. So yeah, it's been hot here, but nothing like that. And then who would have thunk that LA would be more comfortable than Seattle? And we actually we drove up to the Bay Area to go visit our daughter and my family and stayed in Pacifica. 55, I think the high was 60 and foggy the whole time we were there. And then we had somebody come in and we brought the RV and or the travel trailer and somebody pulled in with Washington plates. I'm like, you getting away from the heat? She's like, yeah, who'd have thunk, go south to get away from the heat.
For real. I know it's really crazy. Yeah, it's really, I mean, I don't want to complain, knock on wood. It's awesome right now. 75 right now. So I'll take it.
I don't
have any issues. My next big project though, since you sort of asked, I have this bird that comes to visit me every morning now, like multiple times a morning. And I think I posted a picture and you commented on the kind of bird you thought it was. Like it's got an orange marking on it.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go down the rabbit hole and figure out what he is, but he just keeps like every time I go out there, if I'm drinking coffee or I'm out there to like look at the park or whatever, this guy just keeps, he almost lands on me and he just kind of sticks around. So I decided to,
how cool.
all right, I guess it's time to make the feeder and the bird bath. And people will say to me, you can buy such items. And I will say to them, if there's no way to affix them to the side of the building that I don't own, then I got to get creative and I got to have stackables. So I'm going to go down to Home Depot or one of the other stores and buy some stuff and figure out a way to feed my little friend. And
well, here, I got an easy one for you. You get a plunger, a cheap toilet plunger at the dollar store.
It's always a plunger with you.
Shove it into your planner. And then so it's standing up. And then you got this nice little bowl that you can put bird seed in. Done.
Actually, you know what? I think in honor of you, I will see if I cannot make that happen. That would be very cool. That would be very cool.
And then you could do a bird bath with another one.
I totally could. The thing is, see, here's the thing. You're onto something because I have to elevate my stuff just a bit. Because as you're aware, I have this big 100-pound, oh, is that edible? Oh, it's not? Right. I bet it is, dog, that if I leave anything out that is made of organic matter, including cloth or paper, it's on. So I got to kind of make it so that he doesn't have his, it's not snout level, right? It can't get snout level.
Just get a little above that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So plungers. Now that would be actually, now that's my goal.
It's kind of janky, but they work.
And that's kind of janky is what I'm all about. I think that would look fantastic. What a cool marketing picture. See, I'm actually picturing.
You could paint the handle so with flowers and stuff, you know.
Look, let's be honest. You and I both know. I'm going to take.
You could do one, Hayden could do the other, and you could have like matching.
That's really cute. Yeah. I think I'm going to take the easiest route possible though. So I like that idea though. Let's see. I can already see the marketing images in my head, like ABT advertising. Like I can get the bird to wear a little shirt that said ABT. I'm going places with this now. We're going somewhere with this. So this will be exciting. No pressure. I got to come up with something fantastic now.
It's good stuff. And you got a bird that like you can almost feed him, right?
Pretty close.
I can't remember what kind of bird it is.
You told me it was, you're like, it sounds like a, I'd have to look on my Instagram.
I can't remember either. Cause that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, he's back and he's bringing friends and they're hanging out. And,
that's
what he looks right at when he sings. So I'm like, oh, look at that. So I'm getting serenaded all the time. So now I feel like I have to put out like the cracker tray because like that's rude, right? So I got to put out the hospitality. So I'm gonna
get some real seed. Don't feed them crackers.
No bread, no crackers. Nothing the dog would find interesting, by the way. I got it. So that's my project.
That's cool. So we got plungers. All right, so on that segue, well, it doesn't really segue into this, but we did start talking about the heat, and I started the show with talking about saving energy, so that's kind of where we're going. But then we diverged into birds and as bird we've baths been known with plungers, to do, yes. But yeah,
that is anyway, DIY. So give me a break.
The show today is going to, we're going to mainly be talking about saving energy tips. So, it's a passion of mine, saving energy. I have been called some pretty mean names in my household because I'm a little, I'm a dad. So I tend to, not like to heat or cool the outside when we don't have to, or leave lights on when no one's in the room, that sort of thing, and having two children that grew up with me, they weren't too appreciative of that. And in any event, so those are some ways that you can save some energy. Just don't heat the heater or cool the outside, close the doors, close the windows. Those will save you a ton of money, by the way, and save a ton of energy. But one of the things that we harp on a lot is, number one on this list, that is by somebody else, by the way, but number one on this list is have your air conditioning checked out. Number one, it's amazing how much a little dirt and a little unkept, let's rephrase that. It's amazing what just a little bit of effort to keep a piece of equipment running properly and cleaned properly will save you in the long run for not only energy efficiency, but also for maintenance and other things, but simply for air energy efficiency, having the air conditioner serviced and cleaned can save you 10% on your energy bill during the summertime. And I don't know about some of you, but I know I've seen $500 cooling bills during the summer many times. I've got many friends that have $500 a month cooling bills. So that's $50. That's, you know, 1 month. That's potentially $300 to $500 over the course of the cooling season. So you could definitely save the money that you're going to spend on having the system repaired and cleaned. I know the coil is the thing that actually the air goes over and extracts the heat from the house. That is in the airstream, and it's in the airstream of the furnace. So it's having air go through it all year long, whether you're heating or cooling. And it's basically like two radiators put into an A-frame, and it's in the flow of air, and it looks like a radiator. And if you're familiar with a radiator in the front of your car, those holes can be pretty small. And, you know, when you look in the radiator, you get bugs and stuff. Same sort of thing happens with the coil in our air conditioning. It gets a lot of lint and things stuck on it, especially if you're not changing the filters often. You don't even have to see it. If there's just a film, literally just a film on that coil, it can reduce the efficiency by more than 10%.
Wow. So
no
is
dirt,
that so is
just
that,
a film.
Is that coil something I can see with my eyes and I can just like go
no.
in and clean? Okay.
It's in the plenum on the supply side, on the return side of the furnace. So most of them have like a door that you can get in. Sometimes we have to cut in to get to them, but most of them have a door. So if you're familiar with it, you can kind of open the door and take a look at it. And they do sell coil cleaners at most heating and cooling shops. So it is something that you potentially can do. They have non-toxic coil cleaners and that you can use. That's something that's a service that we provide. But yeah, check your furnace. Have your furnace checked out, your air conditioning checked out. Can save you a ton. And then guess what number two is? On this list.
I'm going to guess because I have a furry, gross dog. I mean, I love him, right? But it's going to be the filter. It's going to be
the filter. I know we talk about this like crazy on this show, but it is amazing how much more energy you can use by having a dirty filter. They're saying anything, replacing a dirty filter with a clean one can lower your AC energy up to about 15%. Some of the filters I've seen that I've replaced, I bet you could save more like 50% because there's barely any air going through some of these. I mean, I've pulled filters that look like a rug because they're just full of hair and dirt and stuff, just nasty looking because people don't think about it, right? And it could have been sitting there for the past 5 years and they just never replaced it. So change that filter. And what are you talking about for a filter? You're talking about probably anywhere from $5 to $15. And you can save up to 15% replacing it. Again, if you're spending $200 to $500 a month, that's $20 to $50 a month. It pays for itself.
I just made a little note. So next to the plunger that I'm buying, I'm going to go ahead and get an air filter. I'm just going to pick one up because I just keep picturing like my dog and the hair, and I keep thinking that return is on the floor level.
Oh, it's
so
on the floor.
Past it, and it's okay. I'm going to do my second.
And don't buy one.
Buy another.
Buy four or five. If you buy four, you can replace it every quarter. You got a year's supply, and they're but the amount of time that it takes to go buy them, it's cheaper just to buy four of them because you're going to spend under $100, right? It's probably $50 tops, and then you got it when you need it, so it makes it easy. So, yeah, if you've got like your return that's on the floor or low,
yes,
on the wall.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, it's low. It's definitely on the wall, but yeah, it's like he walks past that
somewhere
area.
On the
it's
floor.
Like, yeah. Like, there we go.
They're going to get a lot dirtier than the ones that are in the ceiling, right? Because you got more dust and stuff on the floor that's getting kicked up. So yeah, definitely check those more often. You want to check those minimum every 3 to 4 weeks, minimum. On the ceiling, you can get away with a month or two. So anyway, that's enough about air conditioning. This is another thing that I am really into, and I drive my wife crazy about this one, and that's LED lights. I love LED lights. I mean, I was a really early adopter of LED lights in our house and even in our RV. I replaced the incandescent light bulbs in a 74 Avion trailer that we had. We're talking, this is like 15 years ago, to LEDs. And the amount of energy those LEDs saved over conventional lights, I mean, you're talking about a tenth of the energy, 90% savings. So when you're dealing with a battery and that's all your power and it's a finite amount of energy, It really made a big difference. We could camp for a lot longer. But in your house, you're literally, if you've got an incandescent bulb compared to an LED, you could literally save about 90% of the energy that you're using for an incandescent bulb. And the reason for that is they don't get hot. A regular light bulb is very inefficient. A lot of the energy, the majority of the energy goes towards heating the bulb, not towards the light. So the majority of the energy in an LED goes towards the light, not heat. So you have very little heat coming from those bulbs. The other benefit from a LED light bulb is the longevity. Most of the lights that we're installing these days don't even have light bulbs. They just come, the LEDs are built into the light fixture. The light fixture will last you about 15 or 20 years. You never have to replace the light bulb. So if you think, you know, it's cool having the old school incandescent light bulbs because they look nice. Well, they've got LEDs that have the same wavelength and the same color. You're going to be much happier because light bulbs, they actually kind of design them to burn out. I don't know if you ever read that. Like there's a light bulb in a fire department that's been on since the turn of the century. That's just been on forever for 100 years. They could do that, but they don't. They make light bulbs that last maybe a year or two, right? A certain amount of cycles. So LEDs will last a lot longer. So you can save a bunch of money on replacement, plus the hassle of having to replace them, especially if you live in a house with vaulted ceilings and those recessed cans that are up 20 feet and you got to get a ladder out. Put LEDs in. You don't have to deal with them probably till you sell the house. You probably right. never have to deal with them again. Well, we're going through this a little faster than I thought. So using your thermostat wisely. So this is something that most people know about, but we'll just kind of go over it. Setting your thermostat ideally at about 78 degrees or higher can save a significant amount of energy, especially in these hotter days.
Wait. I want to get in an argument with someone later about this. What's the number you just said? What was
78. I don't set it at 78.
Yeah, I have someone who needs to hear that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm just writing that number down because I am
78 degrees or higher. Every degree of extra cooling, you increase the usage by 6 to 8%. So we're not, you know, that's every degree. So if you're down in the 75 degree range, you're talking about 30%. Well, no, 24%, almost 25%.
Don't look to me for math.
I'm kind of saying this and like,
right. You're on air. So someone will let you know if you're wrong, but so that's okay. So,
so it's significant,
right. But so clearly here's where I get like a little weirded out about all that. Okay. So I don't feel like running my, and we've talked about this when we're talking about the heater, right?
Right.
You explained to me in great detail more than once about how with the heater, you're heating the items in your home. And so like, it's more efficient to set the thermostat and then like leave it on essentially.
Fluctuate much more than maybe 5 degrees one way or the other. Yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to AC though, okay. So I try to get the place cooled to a normal temperature and then turn the fans on to keep that moving around and like benefit from that. Right. But if I am letting my thermostat go up to 78, 79, 80 before I turn on the AC unit, right, then it's having to work harder, right, to get my air temperature.
No, I mean, well, it, during cooling season, the higher the temperature, the less it has to work. During heating, the higher it is, the more it has to work. Because your counter, there's the differential between outside and inside. Like right now, our house is set around 78 degrees, and outside by my watch is 88. So I get a 10 degree differential. If I go to 15 degree differential or 20 degree differential, that's a lot more load, right? I've got to work a lot harder to get those differences. And, you know, even a really efficient house, there's going to be some inefficiencies. There's going to be some seepage of heat into the house. So it's always that battle between inside and outside temperatures. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I have an ongoing argument with my adult child who lives with me, who now that we have AC and the thermostat is right by her bedroom, we have different experiences of what acceptable temperatures are. So, so I told her, I go, well, when the heating bill or the bill comes, when the energy bill comes, I'll be sure to show you what it was last month.
Right, comparatively to what it is when we're using air conditioning.
So I really want you to get a grip on why, when you get all crazy with that, I walk by and shut it off. Like, this is why. It's not to drive you crazy. It's because we got this.
There's something attached to that, and it's called money.
Yeah, right.
You're working now, so you know, you kind of get an idea of how much that dollar costs. I mean, how much energy you have to exchange for that dollar you make.
She doesn't. No. She doesn't know what money costs. I know what money costs. I work. She enjoys the benefits of my labor. So, trust me when I say I'm going to use that as a, when you get a job, you can mess with the thermostat a whole lot more.
All you want. Yeah. Yeah. It may cost you $100 a month, but hey, that's
on you. Do I sound like my parents? Oh my God. Move to another topic. Did you hate that? Yeah. Move to another topic. Ooh.
We didn't have air conditioning in San Francisco, so I don't know. It was never really an issue. We never really heated the house either. It's just weird. But in any event, so use it wisely. And then the other thing that's kind of weird, but on that topic of turning it off, is it more efficient to turn the air conditioner off and then turn it back on when you get home? When you have, if your house creeps up from 78 to 90, it's really not more efficient. Just leave it on. Maybe turn it up to 80. Sure. And then all you got to do is get it down a couple of degrees. But like you're saying, all the objects in the house are going to get to that temperature, whatever the ambient temperature is in the house. And then you have to cool all those, the floor, the walls, the furniture, everything. So it takes a lot of BTUs to actually make that exchange, to change those temperatures. So it actually is more efficient to leave the air conditioning on. And even through the night, if your temperatures are only getting down to 80 or whatever, and you're leaving the AC on all night, it's a good idea to just leave it on. And lastly, we got time for just this one, and I'm gonna make this one short.
Is it my favorite one? Is it my favorite one?
Using a fan?
No.
So yeah, we're just gonna do this because we're butting up against the end of our show here. But using a fan, like I've got the ceiling fan going right now because I'm in a room that doesn't. I'm in our cottage. We don't have central AC. We got a window unit in the living room. But anyway, the fan will get you probably 2 to 5 to sometimes 10 degrees cooler, or at least the feeling of it, because you're sweating and it just makes you feel cooler. So use the fans. You're going to save a bunch of money. And if you have the funds and the wherewithal, put a whole house fan in. And, you know, fortunately, we live in an area that cools off at night. I mean, I've been opening the windows every night because it's dropping down to 75 by the time I go to bed at 10 or 11. And then with a whole house fan, you can cool the house off pretty quick. And that's going to save you a ton of money. And we do this, by the way. And with that, we're just about there. So we're going to start wrapping this up. I've only got like a minute and a half. So if you do need your air conditioner looked at, if you do want to install a whole house fan, if you do have any plumbing issues, if you want those LED lights installed or replaced, give us a call. You can reach us. Oh, and I don't have the phone number because it's in my other part of the house. Do you have
phone number? Not the radio phone number for sure.
So let's just go with our normal one, which is 530-272-9120, 530-272-9120. You can find us on the web at easyasabt.com, easyasabt.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We do a bunch of stuff on Facebook. And sign up for our newsletter. We've got a spot on the website where you can sign up for a newsletter. We're just putting out our July issues, got some good tips on how to save energy and how to get ready for the heat. We're kind of in the midst of it, but you know, it's July, so we kind of figured that's the time to start really thinking about it. And with that, I hope everybody has a wonderful 4th of July, and please keep it safe, because I know I just had a fire scare. I was evacuated, or actually, fortunately, I wasn't home, but my neighbors were evacuated just this week. So please, when you're out there with fireworks, be safe. Let's not burn each other's houses down. And stay cool, and we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.